What comes to your mind first when you hear the word blessings? How about when you hear the phrase blessings in Christ? Let's explore that again now. I'm going to bring it back to you. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How is your day going so far? How is it going so far? How do you anticipate that your day will be going throughout the remainder? I tell you what, we have reason to hope for that which is good, and especially when we know that we're doing what we can to help bring about the good. Yes, that's what it's partly about, ladies and gentlemen. Not just being upset about that which displeases us, not just being upset about that which is not good, but also making sure that we're doing what is in our power to do to help bring about more good. I tell you what, sometimes that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of perseverance. Because, of course, as we know, part of the reality of life is that not everyone holds that view that, we should be bringing about good. Plus, to thicken the plot a bit, we know that people have different perspectives on what they choose to call good. And so when you have different people seeing the same thing, I mean viewing the exact same event, the exact same behavior, and some call that behavior good and others call it bad, well, that does thicken the plot. It makes it more difficult to really get to a point where we are truly coming together all across all kinds of lines. That's why it's so important for anyone who really, really seeks the good, particularly as good is spelled out by God, that we be willing to come together across racial lines, across gender lines, across age lines, across any kinds of lines, lines of nationality, just come together. And of course, I know that the plot gets even thicker because you can have people who are taking a look at the same word sent by God, and some can perceive that word as being meaning one thing, while someone else sees it as giving them some other marching orders. Well, some things just aren't going to be resolved. I mean, truly, fully resolved until the end, the very end. Until then, we just got to keep marching forward, making sure that we are exercising, each of us as individuals, is exercising true integrity, true righteousness, true holiness. That's what it's about. And so I want to take us into this edition of Spiritual Perspectives. Yes, you could tell that that's where we were, huh? Spiritual Perspectives, where we take a look at a biblical matter, or we look at a matter from a biblical perspective. And very often, there is a tie-in, there is a relationship between the two. We're still looking now at blessings in Christ Jesus. And as you know before, I was laying the groundwork, laying the foundation for this. Because, you know, there is a beginning. And so when we start talking about blessings in Christ Jesus, I think it's so important that we go ahead and establish what is really paramount in God's mind when it comes to blessings in Christ Jesus. You got to get the whole thing there now, because we're going to be looking at this a little bit later. There can be blessings that people receive, although they're not in Christ Jesus. Not the blessings, the persons. Now, I'm going to show you from Scripture that God blesses a number of people, even though they have every intention of not being in Christ Jesus. And of course, you know, one of the things that comes to our mind first, for many of us anyway, is when the Lord Jesus explained when he was here that God reigns on the just and on the unjust. And in that verse, when the Lord Jesus said the just, we have to remember what that word means. This is so important. In this context now, that word just literally means those who are righteous, those who have been declared righteous, declared by God to be righteous. So, of course, you know, you take the converse of that. Those who are unjust are those whom God has determined to still be unrighteous. So God reigns on those who have been declared righteous. He reigns also on those who have not been declared righteous by God. And here's the thing. If God has not declared us to be righteous, we're not righteous. He is only going to declare those to be righteous who are actually righteous. We'll be looking a bit more into that today. As we go back to Acts chapter 3, and we look at some of the words. As a matter of fact, let me share with you again. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, I share with you for the first time at this study, as we look at this study, blessings in Christ Jesus. The definition of the word bless, the definition of the word blessings. To bless someone is to speak well of, or to celebrate with praises, to acknowledge the goodness of. And here's the thing. As I said before, we can actually, we people, human beings, can bless God by speaking well of him, by celebrating him with praises, by acknowledging the goodness of God. That, again, according to Vine's Expository Dictionary. But also, God certainly blesses man. And the word bless in this case would mean to cause to prosper, to make happy. And, you know, I know that because of the way we're trained to think, when we hear of God blessing man, God causing man to prosper, God making man happy, one of the first things that would come to most people's minds would be God making us happy by giving us a lot of money. God making us happy by giving us a nice house. God making us happy, prospering us by giving us a nice luxury car. As I've said before, there is nothing wrong with any of these things. There really isn't. I know that some people get a little upset about the fact that there are some people who have a lot of wealth. They have a lot of material goods, homes, cars, nice clothes, etc. And they resent. Some of the people who do not have a lot resent those who do have a lot. That's really not a good position to take in life. It really isn't. Now, granted, if a person is using fraud and other types of dishonesty to gain their wealth, or even if it's a mixed bag where sometimes what they do really is okay, is legal, is ethical, and everything that they've done to get this piece of money, though it be a huge piece of money, was ethical and above board. But at other times, they do things unethical, illegal, immoral, deceitful to get other pieces of money. It shouldn't be a mixed bag. It really should be about being ethical, moral, honest all the time. And that's not that difficult to do. It only becomes difficult when we decide to make it difficult. When we decide that, you know, getting the next gain through hook or crook is a desired way to go about getting the money. And yet our consciences are bothering us because, as I've said before, our conscience is one of the main ways that God communicates with us to let us know that something that we're getting ready to say, something that we're getting ready to do is right or wrong, is wise or unwise, is preferable or not preferable. Yeah, we look at that and we realize that, you know, he's letting us know before we take the action, before we speak the words, it's right or wrong. While we're doing it, our conscience is still bothering us because God is still saying, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. I'm not pleased. This is wrong. Or if it's right, you know what? I'm pleased with what you're doing. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. We have to realize that there are times when people have that mixed bag of approaches to gaining their wealth. It shouldn't be a mixed bag. It should always be about honesty, integrity, fairness, justice, good ethics, good morals. And it's a choice. We can do it. Even if it means giving up something, if the choice is be unethical and gain it, or remain ethical and not gain it. Yeah, we can make that choice. So it's wrong to go about getting material wealth, financial wealth, the wrong way. But if a person is doing it the right way, they should not be resented because they have good things. They should not be resented because they're a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire. They shouldn't be resented because they have a nice car, two or three nice automobiles. They should not be resented just because they have. That's not right. And of course, those who have should not be looking down on the ones who do not have. It goes both ways, right? All right. So a lot of times when we think about God prospering us, God making us happy, or if you will, God blessing us, we often think first and foremost about the material things that we can gain as God blesses us. But I'm going to have us look again at Acts chapter 3. I didn't finish reading all of that. We're going to start there again and take a look at the importance of recognizing all that God considers a blessing, especially that which is first and foremost in God's mind when it comes to God's blessing of people. So you stay with me. Acts chapter 3, we're going to begin again at verse 1. I'm going to take a look at that incident wherein Peter and John, two of the Lord Jesus' great disciples, met up with this crippled beggar who wanted some money. We're going to read again about the outcome, or I should say the outcomes, plural. I'll be right back.